Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the bonus edition, a little extra content of the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marko6262, M-A-R-K-O-6262. Also, our college football account for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, at CFB929. That's CFB929. Now, traditionally on the Tailgate Tour, we talk about college football, SEC, UGA, but I'm going to take a little bit of a detour because this weekend I'm heading back out to Sin City, baby, going out to Vegas. Going out to celebrate my buddy's 40th birthday. And, we've been boys since we were like 7 years old. And now we're just a couple of old married men. We got kids. We don't see each other like we should. We don't hang out. We don't party like we once did. And again, we've got this. We're adults now. So we don't get to act like irresponsible idiots like we once did. So he really wanted to get the family, a group of us, to go down to Mexico for a weekend. And the logistics of trying to make that happen are next to impossible. So I said, Drew, let's go out to Vegas, you and me. Now, you know I'm a big country music fan. I love Brooks and Dunn. I saw them over the summer out in Vegas. I said, Drew, Brooks and Dunn are playing out in Vegas in December. I said, for your 40th birthday, let's go out there. I'll buy you tickets to go see the show because that's how good they were. Now, you know, if you've listened to the Rick and John middays here on 92.9 The Game, you've heard the tailgate tours, you follow me on Twitter, you know my dad passed away back in February. And ironically, the weekend that he passed away was the weekend that me and him had tickets to go see Brooks and Dunn out in Vegas. So they've always been one of my all-time. I mean, they're top three on my all-time country music. I mean, George Strait, number one, Brooks and Dunn, number two, Alan Jackson, number three. And so now seeing them is less about going to the show, but more, you know, that connection I have with my dad. Well, my dad and Drew's dad were very good friends. And they also kind of grew up on the country music scene as well. So I said, Drew, come on. And Drew's dad passed away years ago. Come on, man, let's go listen to some country music out in Vegas. Me and you, let's go see Brooks and Dunn. He was like, by God, let's do it. Now, it took a little bit of finagling from the wives. Took a little bit of cashing in. Pretty much all of our credit for 2018 is now gone. But it's on. So I got us a pair of tickets to go see Brooks and Dunn Saturday night. Got us a couple of hotel rooms. And because I was able to use some of my casino points, I was able to cash in some free rooms. I will be staying at what is now my new favorite spot downtown. It's a place called Downtown Grand. It's been there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And they stumbled out the gate just a little bit once they got started. A lot of management turnover, couldn't quite get the pool right, the promotions right. But since then, they have come out and they are strong. It is a great spot. When I talk about downtown, I don't mean the strip. I'm a low roller when I go to Vegas. And downtown is more of a gambler's paradise. The gambling is cheaper. The drinks are cheaper. The food is cheaper. It's a little more, I don't want to say blue collar because that makes it sound like it's trash, and it's not. It is just more, it's more budget conscience. You know, I'm not going to go out to the strip and pay, you know, $500 a night for a room and go to a $300 dinner and then go sit down at a $25 blackjack table and go see a Cirque du Soleil show for, you know, $200. I'll do that one day when I take my wife, but for now, when I'm going out to Vegas, I go to Vegas to gamble and to get my drink on and just to relax. And to me, downtown, you know, fits all of those needs. And that's why I like Downtown Grand as well. It's a cool spot. It's off the Fremont Street Experience. And Fremont Street Experience is the, you've seen pictures of it, I'm sure, and videos of it. It's a canopy overhead and does a light show every night. The Grand's got kind of a cool vibe, a laid-back vibe. It's not wild. It's not out of control. You know, some of the spots on Fremont Street are loud 24-7 and drunk stumbling around. But it's a little bit more of a, I don't want to say upscale because they're not frou-frou. But it is. It's a little more classy of a spot. So that's become my go-to spot. So, and during the summer, they got a great pool upstairs, too. I think they call it Citrus. I hung out there a little bit over the summer. And again, I'm 39. I got a kid, and I don't have a dad bod. I have a granddad bod. So you're not going to find me at rehab at the Hard Rock. You're not going to find me at some wild now DJ. You know, there's reality stars and pool party. No, that's not. Those days are way behind me. Now, 15 years ago, had me and Drew gone to Vegas, we'd be there. But now, if I go to a pool, I just need a pool with a bar and a band or a DJ, and that's what they have. So Anyway, I challenge you, if you're thinking about going to Vegas, check out Downtown Grand. It's one of my spots. So I'm staying there. Drew is staying. I'm putting him at a loud spot, Golden Gate, one of the oldest operating hotel and casinos in all of Las Vegas. So we're flying out Friday morning. I can't wait and go into the concert Friday or Saturday night and head back on Sunday and take all week to sleep it off. So here's what I want to do now with this bonus content of the 10-minute tailgate tour. I want to talk to you like you've never been to Vegas. Or you're planning a trip to Vegas, but you want to do it on the cheap. Or maybe it's a guy's trip and say, you know what? We're going to do this low roller style. So, you know, if you go to Vegas a lot, if you're a Vegas nerd like myself, you're going to hear this and you're going to think, Mark, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. So this is to, I guess you could call it like an idiot's guide to your first time in Vegas. Or the low roller tripping in Vegas. So let's give you a couple of tips that have helped me out along the days. And I'm sure there's a million more out there that I'm missing, but these have helped me out. So let's kick it off by saying, cabs are notoriously expensive in Vegas. And with the rise of Uber and Lyft, they've gotten desperate. So you have plenty of options to get from the airport to downtown. And I'm going to reference downtown a lot because that's where we're staying. Years past, before Uber and Lyft, it would cost me about $40 with tip. That includes a tip to get from the airport to downtown. Cabs are also notorious for long-hauling guests because you have a bunch of tourists coming in that don't know the town, that don't know the shortcuts, and so cabs will take the long way to get around and make an extra couple of bucks. Well, then Uber and Lyft came in, and that's a huge money saver. You know, now you can get from the airport to downtown. I think I got there over the summer for $27, and that also included the tip. Another option you have is to take a shuttle, but with that, you need patience. I got a round trip on a shuttle from the airport to my hotel, and then they gave me a ride back when I flew home. And it was under $20. However, to get to your hotel, it took over an hour. Because when you stay downtown and you take an airport shuttle, they drop everybody off on the strip first and then take you downtown. If you have the time and the ability to just enjoy it, then I'd definitely take advantage of an airport shuttle. And the shuttles are right outside the taxi line as well. Another tip for you. Hey, you get to your hotel. And there's an old wives' tale. It's called the $20 trick. I call it the $20 bribe. You've probably heard about this before. So when you go to check in, they say, I need an ID and a credit card on file. What you do is you put a $20 bill in between your ID and in between your credit card and hand it to the clerk, the receptionist behind the counter. And then you say, do you have any upgrades available? As history has it, when you do that, they take the $20 as a personal tip and they will try to put you in a better room. Maybe a room with a better view. Maybe something away from the noise, away from closer to the elevators if that's what you want. Now, that doesn't always work. It's not a guarantee. And it's not a trick. You're not tricking anybody. You're trying to bribe your way into a better room. I would not try this on like New Year's Eve, New Year's weekend, or Super Bowl weekend because hotels are usually pretty full. But if it looks like it's not a huge convention or anything going on, give it a shot. Well, I've done it before, and I was able to upgrade into a penthouse at the Golden Gate. I had $20. Said, hey, do you have anything extra? Do you have any upgrades available? Said, you know what? We have one of the penthouses available. It was a suite. It wasn't a penthouse. And it only cost me $20. Now, and sometimes it's not available. And I've had some receptionists or clerks hand me the $20 back. I say, you know what? Keep it. Keep it for trying. So sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. It's worth a try. And again, it's called a $20 trick, but it's really a bribe. You can check out. There's a website. It's called frontdesktip.com. Frontdesktip.com. There's information in a lot of hotels where it works and where it does not work. All right. So you get checked in. There's something you should ask for. Always ask for a coupon book when you're checking in. They're usually reserved for guests. Like if you go to check in, they say, oh, Mr. Owens, I'm sorry, your room's not available. It should be available about an hour. Here's a coupon book. Why don't you go to the bar and get a drink? Or why don't you go to the restaurant and get a sandwich on us? That's what they're usually reserved for behind the counter. But it doesn't hurt to ask. Because if you have somebody cool behind the counter who's just, you're having good conversation, you're not rushing them, you're not being rude, they're having a good time, just ask them, do you have a coupon book available? As a matter of fact, I do here. And they have free drink coupons, match play coupons, maybe a 10% off a car rental or something like that. It doesn't hurt to ask. All right, continuing with some tips on the low roller tripping in Vegas, Players Club cards. Now, everybody's going to ask you, whenever you sit down on a blackjack table, you had to go to roll some craps, or if you ever win a jackpot, the first thing you're going to say is, do you have a Players Club card? I highly recommend you sign up for these. They're absolutely free. This is basically, they are just tracking you to see how much money you spend. They're not going to start calling you. They're not going to start trying to get you to do timeshares. They just want to see what type of player you are. And then from that, that's how you get the free stuff. And most new members who sign up, they'll give you a coupon book. Again, back to the coupon book. Again, I always recommend signing up for, especially if you know you're going to be going back to Vegas again, or like prime example, Harris. Okay, obviously we can't gamble here in Georgia, but there's a Harris Cherokee up in North Carolina. There's Harris Biloxi that we go to. I use my card all the time whenever I play at a Harris property. A lot of them are connected up. I can use those for free rooms later on. So take 3-5 minutes out of your day when you walk into a casino for the first time. Go get you a Players Club card. Let's go back to the coupon books for a second. I talked about getting one from behind the counter. I subscribe to a website called LasVegasAdvisor.com. It's a membership website. It includes a huge coupon book with a ton of free food, free drink, match play, hotel offers. The annual membership is only $50, but it more than covers that. I mean, there's one spot. It's a little off-strip spot called Ellis Island. In this Las Vegas Advisor coupon book, they have 3 rounds of drinks for 2 people, 50% off a lunch or dinner entree at a really good barbecue restaurant, $20 match play coupons, $10 free slot play. I mean, little things like that really start to add up. I mean, the drinks alone. And if you tip the bartender, they're not going to give you the well liquor. If you say, you know, can I get a rum and Coke? You know, they're not going to pour you the well squeeze bottle rum. They might give you something decent. There's another one called American Casino Guide. And those, it's not a subscription site. It's just a book that's produced every year. You can get it on Amazon. You can order it off the website. Another one, it's only like $15 book, but hundreds of dollars of match play and free rooms. Or discounted rooms and free food. And it's definitely worth checking out. I'm a coupon guy. Plus, it also gives you an excuse to go check out. Maybe check out somewhere you've never been before and be like, it's a pretty cool place. All right, so you got your coupon books. You got checked into your room. You got your Players Club card. Now you think to yourself, well, crap, I don't know how to play craps. All right, well, a lot of hotels and casinos, they offer free gaming lessons. It's usually early in the morning, around 10, 11 o'clock. Yes, in Vegas, that is early. Go down there and it's free to sign up. It's free to learn. They want you to learn how to play the game so you'll spend time on property and play the game. And again, it's free. So craps, I've seen on roulette, I've seen on blackjack. The only thing I don't see is no one teaches you how to play slots. All right, continuing on, number 7, tips and tricks. Save a little money if you want to be a low roller in downtown Vegas. We talked about the shuttle getting from the airport to downtown. There are also free shuttles all over Vegas. Now, they're not a ton and they're very specific from where they go, but if you have the time and the opportunity to kind of finagle your way around, you can get from downtown to the Strip for free. You kind of have to finagle it and look at the maps, but there are ways to get around Vegas for free. So you're bouncing around, you need a drink. Check out the happy hours. Now, happy hours are illegal in the state of Georgia. You can have quote-unquote happy hours, but having a from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., all, you know, well, liquors are $2. You can't do that in the state of Georgia. In Vegas, not only do they do it, they do that well. They are everywhere. And with a little research, there are some great deals to be had. Listen, a happy hour is just a cheap excuse to get you on the property. Cheap food or discounted food. I'm not saying cheap as in bad, but my all-time favorite, there's a dive bar. It's not around anymore, called the Western. Anybody that's been to Vegas know this crap hole. They used to have a $3 beer and a shot with $2 hamburgers during happy hour. And it was beer. It was like a Bud Light and a shot of Cuervo for $3. And then a hamburger that was $2. Now, granted, this was like gas station hamburger. But $5 for a beer shot and a hamburger? The food was not good, but once you spent $15 on the drinks, it didn't matter anymore. Happy hour, go check them out. Every casino, every bar has them. Speaking of, so you're having a happy hour drink, talk to the bartenders. Ask them for them specialty cocktails. A lot of bartenders just do the same drinks over and over. Ask them, what is your drink? Do you have a specialty drink you like to make? Well, yes. It gives me the opportunity to have a little fun, and so I don't have to pour another draft beer. Sometimes they'll give you a heavy pour on it. And talk to the bartenders. Ask them, do you have a spot around here that you like? Is there a bar I need to check out? Is there a restaurant I need to check out? Get to know your bartenders a little bit. Some of them are surly. And again, if you're downtown, you know, you're not going to find the mixologist, really, if you're sitting at the dive bar casino. But if you find a cool bartender, pick their brain a little bit because they've been there for a while. And again, they're just tired of pouring the same crap drink over and over, just looking for something new. All right, one more for you. As you're leaving, you've had a great time. Now it's almost time to go. Before you leave, we talked about the Players Club card. Check your Players Club points. Don't forget to check your points. You can use them to earn free food, free play, free drinks, even souvenirs. As I was leaving over the summer, I left a place called Four Queens downtown. I just was like, you know what? Let me see what I have left on my Players Club. I walked up there and I said, hey, do I have any cash on here? Do I have any, you know, can I redeem any points? Well, Mr. Owens, you have $18 in house cash. Holy crap, what is that good for? You can do anything in the gift shop. Anything you want. We'll print you out a coupon. You can go to the restaurant, get something to eat. So I took that $18 and bought my daughter a souvenir and bought my wife a souvenir. It was just straight house cash. Now, granted, it's all because I've been spending money and I've been gambling there. But Players Club points, that's why you sign up for the card. They want to track your play. And again, it could reward you in the end. Plus, you'll continue to get offers on email and get letters in the mail. Hey, come back. Here's $10 in free play. Here's a free night. Here's, 50% off your meal. So again, the Players Club is worth it. Make sure you check the points. All right, that's about it. So listen, I hope you have a great time when you go to Vegas. If I could help out anyway, again, I'm not an expert. I'm there. I don't study Vegas for a living. I've been going out there probably once or twice a year for about 15 years. There are hundreds of people who are a million times smarter than I am on Vegas. I just like to do Vegas on a budget. So it's kind of a low roller's guide to tripping in Vegas. So, and I mean tripping in a good way. By the way, marijuana is now legal. I'm sorry, dispensaries. Let me rephrase that. There are now dispensaries in Las Vegas. So if that's your thing, talk to your Uber driver, your Lyft driver, your bartender. Say, can you name a good dispensary if you want to go pick up some of that? It's available. Can't take it with you. Maybe make your night a little more relaxing. Good luck to you. If I can help out in any way, at Marco6262. So thanks so much for listening to this bonus content of the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Again, if you follow me on Twitter, I'll continue to post pictures throughout the weekend of my trip. Cannot freaking wait. It's go time, baby. And yes, and to squeeze some college football in, you damn right I'm going to put money on the Dogs to beat Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl. And yes, I'm going to put the Dogs to beat and win the national championship. Because I'm a homer and I love my Dogs. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Vegas, baby.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.